Sister Ellis and little Larry, God, as they go in for surgery. And, Lord, we ask that you would move for them in a mighty way. Remember Larry Sr. and, God, remember Brianna and remember Larry Jr. today and Chris, God. We ask that you would move for this family in a mighty way. They request prayer. And, Lord, they believe you and they trust you today. Help right now. In the name of Jesus, we ask it all. Amen. Then hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you this morning. We give you glory, honor, and praise for what you've done already, what you're doing right now, and, Father, for what you're going to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And amen and amen. We're going right into our scripture reading because we want to get our guests right in at 7:30 this morning. So our scripture reading is coming out of the book of John. That's John, they usually say St. John, the 3rd chapter, and we're reading from the King James Version this morning. And it says this: there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art the teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto you, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth. So is verily one that is born of the Spirit. Hallelujah. We must be born again. Yeah. It's the only way. It's the only way. And he said, Nicodemus asking this, if he could enter into his mother's womb a second time, but God let him know, this must be of the Spirit. Yeah, we must be born spiritually again. And I thank God for the water, because I went down in the liquid grave as he did and rose in the newness of life. Hallelujah. So I'm grateful unto him this morning for making ways for us where we see no ways. We wouldn't know what to do without him. But we're grateful unto him this morning for all he has done for us. And I tell you today, right now, he's doing great and marvelous things for us. He's keeping us alive. He's keeping our family members together. Oh, yeah, he's doing many different things for each individual. And we're grateful unto him this morning, for without him, we could do absolutely nothing. Yeah, I often think on that. Certain things take place, I say, Lord, without you, I wouldn't be able to do this. And I tell you, Monday, the spirit of praise, I was telling y'all about, I watched the movie Radio, and the spirit of praise just came upon me. I wasn't even thinking in a praise mode. I was just looking, you know, at the movie. And the spirit of praise came on me, and I began to praise God. And when I tell you I had a bad case and I just could not help it, I'm telling you I went on and gave him the praise. And I checked the mail the day before, but I didn't open it. But when I opened the mail, I had a survey from Nielsen Rating on TV. I like to do those because I like to let them know about the foolishness that they're allowing. And when I opened the envelope, five brand new $1 bills fell out of the envelope. So, well, Lord, I thank you. And that's what I was praising for. But I praised for that without knowing it was even here. But then on yesterday, when I checked the account, my goddaughter in San Diego had blessed me real good. And so I'm like, Lord, I thank you. Because even when we are not thinking of him, he's thinking of us. And the very thing that we need, God will send it. Money is good. Now, the love of it is the root of all evil, but money can do all things. It can open some doors. It can bless somebody else. And this is what my purpose of money is for is so I can bless others. Because I'm blessed. God give me more than I need, that I can share with somebody else. So I thank him today. And everything that I need, I basically have it. I have food, clothes, shelter, even have transportation, even have TV, many different things God has given to me. And so I'm not in need of anything but him right now. As King Solomon said, more of him is what I need today. I need more, hallelujah, of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I need more of his ways, more of his attributes. Oh, yeah, that's what I need today. But money causes me to be able to do what he said, to be a giver. For he loves the cheerful giver. That's all right today with me, and I feel all right about it.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold, and you are now in the host queue.
This morning. Yeah, because I forgot to ask for your area code. And when I get that area code number, that let me know the guests from others that's in the studio. So if you'd be so kind, just type it in if you can this morning, your area code. And I saw an area code earlier. It was 908. And they had their hands raised, but they went out. Okay, are you 661, Tom? Is that your area code?
No, I'm 630.
Okay. All right. I think that's him, area code 611. Let us see.
Unmuted.
Good morning, area code 661. God bless you this morning. How are you?
Good. This is Tom. I'm 630, I think.
Okay, well, I see 661, but that's okay. It's all good. I got you in. And so at this time, I'm going to turn the floor over to you, and I downloaded that clip that you sent to me. So if you'd like for me to play that, just let me know when, and I can play as much of it as you need me to play.
Okay, yeah, I can do it. I guess I have a mixer here, and I can probably do it because I got to look at it. And there's some parts of it I can probably read because it's, like, screened up.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll just turn the floor over to you.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Sister Barbara, I appreciate you bringing me on, and I'm blessed by being here. And I thank you. I have on my own website, if I may mention, a study on HPV, the vaccine.
Yes, mention your website, mention the ministry.
Okay.
Any information that you'd like to share with the listeners, please feel free.
Okay. Well, first of all, my website is watchmanforjesus.com. And on there, I have pretty much a study done on HPV they can see for themselves. And it's only a sampling of actually what's going on. And what's really going on is there is an agenda at the highest level to depopulate the world. I mean, I know it sounds kind of, you know, nefarious and kind of sensational and all that, but it's actually very true. The idea is not to help. It is to depopulate. And the plan goes back to Henry Kissinger.
And depopulate the world.
Okay, and to Henry Kissinger. And Henry Kissinger teamed up with Alexander Haig back in 1973, and they came up with what's called NSSM 200, 1973. It's a depopulation plan. And that lasted until around the administration of Billy Carter. Billy Carter's another one, Luciferian, and Billy Carter, former president too, came up with a continuation of Depopulation Plan 200 called Global 2000. Now, these are the initiatives put on paper for what's called the Club of Rome, which is the organization that's bent on world depopulation. And they covered up with vaccines that are here to help. Now, this goes back 1952, even before that. All right, now, the plan was formalized in 1973, called NSSM 200. But even before that, it was all testing period. Well, for example, 1952-53, the CDC confirms that the government had placed in 98 million Americans polio vaccine cancer cells in the vaccine in 1952-53, 98 million Americans. They always test before they start their plans. And it goes back even further than that. It's called war. And so every war that we've ever had, the testing has been for depopulation. So it was formalized in 1973 in NSSM 200, Kissinger and Haig, then Billy Carter in Global 2000. So that's what we're undergoing. And HPV, which has killed to date around 144 plus girls, but is injured permanently over 25,000 plus and climbing. Now that, you think the world population and so forth, well, that's not many. Well, unless it's one of your daughters. But I'm going to show you today the impact that's much, much greater than what the statistics tell us. And I want to give you the impact of it by a video first to lead off. And I can play that from here. On my own, because I have a mixer, so they call it. And this video I found is very good in explaining the impact of what this disease is all about. So if you bear with me, it's about 8 minutes long, but it's a high impact video. And I will play it right now. It's called Gardasil Primer. Physicians and HPV vaccine-injured families speak out. It's presented by the National Coalition of Organized Women, and the date is March of 2010. And so what I'll do is begin off with this video. Now, I won't be able to mute anything outside, so when it's playing, I can only mute myself. So just let you all know. So we shall begin.
You have the human right to make an informed, voluntary decision whenever you're going to take a medical risk that could hurt you or your child.
There are questions being asked about the vaccine known as Gardasil. About 8 million American girls have gotten the vaccine, but is it safe? Here's Cheryl Atkinson.
The hope is Gardasil will prove to be a lifesaver, preventing deadly cervical cancer. But today, Merck's HPV vaccine is dealing with a growing number of reports of serious side effects. Jamie Venice passed out and had a seizure after her Gardasil shot. She was lucky compared to Amanda Rapner. She came down with an illness so excruciating she had to take morphine. Her parents, both doctors, blame Gardasil.
She's gone from the position of being a competitive varsity lacrosse player in high school to somebody who's chronically ill.
Gardasil was approved in 2006 for girls as young as age 9. The conservative-funded public interest group Judicial Watch has obtained more than 8,000 adverse events reports under Freedom of Information law.
The reports reveal everything from massive wart outbreaks to seizures and paralysis. Of 18 deaths, nearly a quarter cited blood clots.
Hi, my name is Becca. I got my second
Gardasil
shot in January of 2008. Now it's November of 2008, and I've had problems every day ever since.
One of the reasons
Dr. Warren Levine
is the toxicity of vaccinations as they have been used for such a long time in this country.
My concerns are the absence of any adequate safety studies looking at the long-term detrimental effects
Andrew
of vaccines
Wakesfield.
Used in childhood, and the almost cavalier continuance of the process of introducing more untested vaccines into a schedule of vaccination that is already appalling in terms of its scientific underpinnings.
Now, according to documents, the FDA has known since 2003 that the HPV does not cause cancer and that in most cases HPV is self-clearing. And from their own website, FDA, infections caused by HPV pose no danger in healthy women and usually short-lived. From the Journal of American Medical Association, August 2007. No significant evidence of a vaccine therapeutic effect was observed in analysis, and it's unlikely that vaccination can have a significant beneficial impact. So then why are they mandating HPV for sixth grade girls entering to public school? Well, the reason could be too dangerous to vaccine sexually active girls. Vaccine with Gardasil to the women who are already seropositive carrying the vaccine. Here we go.
If I had never gotten
Ashley 17,
I would be a normal teenager, and I wish I could go back. How I describe the back pain is more like being stabbed in the back with a knife, and at the same time having someone put a lighter under the muscle. It's just a horrible pain. I wish there was a way to cure this, and I hope that they can figure something out, a treatment plan. But I can't plan for that. I have to think of my life if this never went away.
If HPV is not safe and it's not effective preventing cancer, why are we mandating HPV for sixth grade girls? Is a question that's asked all along.
The current climate of
Dr. Lawrence Provesky
is very controversial. The information that we're being given, that I was taught in medical school, is not consistent with safety and efficacy. As we see the number of vaccines being added to the schedule, we're also seeing a tremendous increase in the number of chronic illnesses in children.
Vaccines have never been
Bart Klassen, MD, immunologist.
Promote health. And one of the things that's fraudulent is that certain public health officials and others have declared that vaccines are improving health. It's always been, well, if we decrease hepatitis, then we're improving health. Well, what's happening is we're decreasing viral hepatitis, but we're increasing asthma, or we're increasing peanut allergies or obesity, type 2 diabetes, type 1 diabetes. So health really isn't improving in the population at all. What we're seeing is a change in the disease mix, where we're seeing less infectious diseases, but we're seeing more autoimmune and inflammatory conditions as we stimulate the immune system.
In November of this year,
Gabby, 15 years old,
was diagnosed with inflammation of the central nervous system as a result of the Gardasil vaccine. She suffered from two TIAs, or mini strokes. She is now vomiting on a regular basis. She is dizzy, experiencing pain throughout her entire body. She's experiencing things that none of us could fathom our children ever experiencing.
Hi, my name is Karen. This is my daughter, Megan. We spread her ashes here November 15th. She
Megan died
passed
after
away on that day, and
vaccination.
We are desperately begging the Obama administration to please investigate this. We need to find out why these young ladies are losing their lives and why so many of them are sick.
Most doctors I know have stopped giving this vaccine
Dr.
because of the
Jacques
safety
Maurice.
Issues around it now.
As a gynecologist, Dr. Jacques Maurice sees the deadly effects of cervical cancer. He is also the father of an 11-year-old daughter.
I'm not going to have my daughter vaccinated right now.
Why not?
Because I think there's other ways to prevent cervical cancer, the old standards, pap smear, routine exams, and this vaccine, I just don't know enough about it yet.
It was official. I had had
Brittany, 23.
I lost the ability to walk. I started falling down. I needed help. I had head pressure. This is very hard to talk about. It's pretty much taken 2 years of my life away. I'm going to be 23 next week. And I feel like all my hopes and dreams have been ripped from me. I can't go to school. I can't be normal. I can't go out with friends. I can't have a good time. I can't handle noise. I can't handle conversations. This vaccine has to be taken off the market.
Immediate action is clearly needed. And courses of action include search the internet and blogs for vaccine-related research from non-government sources, of course, demand the right to decline vaccines and government-forced invasive treatment. Wait.
Gonna be 23.
Okay, I can't do that. All right. Support bills that strengthen parental consent and religious for philosophical treatment exemption laws. Expand state laws on personal sovereignty rights. Have the students and children hand out vaccine information literature at school. And follow your own guidance, do your own research, and make an informed decision. May not affect you directly, but affect friends and people you know. ProgressiveConvergence.com. And that was from the National Coalition of Organized Women. Something has to be done about it. And what I'll tell you is, India stopped doing it after six deaths. Six. They just stopped it. And Japan is also on the wagon to stop the vaccination. So countries outside are ceasing it. But we're promoting it. So what's going on here? You see, is my question. Why are they doing this? Now, if you go to some information I can provide, it's kind of naive to think that this carnage will stop that's going on today, this depopulation, will stop once these Kissingers and Alexander Higgs and Robert McNamara's and all these George Bushes and Billy Carters and all the rest of them, they're all connected together, actually. And it's the one world advocates. This is how Satan is bringing about, as he's allowed to because of sin, this one world order. This is what's happening. It's what's going on around us. And many of these that once they get in their 80s and 90s and no longer in our midst doesn't mean anything. It's just passed on to the next generation of what they call Illuminati, or Freemasons, or Knights of Malta, or any of those that are in the organizations, and not to get off on the organizations, but the Club of Rome, the Trilateral Commission, the Council of Foreign Relations, the Royal Institute of National Affairs, which is in England, the Gorbachev Foundation, the United Nations, of course, and the Bilderberg Group. And these seven groups actually sit around in a round table, literally, representatives, and discuss what their issues were. They bring to the table, and then they present it to the group, called the round table. And this round table then presents their findings, their objectives, their initiations, and so forth, to the Illuminati, Committee of the 300, which all are Italian, German, mixture of Irish, all of them, of a bloodline family throughout the world population, of the elites, the kings and queens and so forth, mostly Italian, German, Irish, different nationalities, but they're of the royalty. And they work for, they're servants of, literally, what's called the Great White Brotherhood, and they're fallen angels, is what they are, controls humankind to come up with this depopulation plan. Now, that's the big, big picture. And the fallen angels are under control of Satan, literally, in every continent. And they pass this agenda down to these human servers I've just mentioned. All the kings and queens and a lot of these are the same bloodline. And they can trace their bloodline back to the pharaohs of Egypt, who are hybrids, sons of God of the Old Testament. Now, I'm going to stop there about that and get back to what's one way they're doing this is HPV vaccination. It's just one tiny, tiny part of it. You see, that's the big picture. Now, what they've done, in order to stabilize, they say, in order to stabilize world population, it's necessary to eliminate 350,000 people per day. That's a horrible thing to say, but it's just as bad not to say it, to tell you what they're doing. Oceanographer Jacques Cousteau, in a publication, he said that 1/4 of humanity must be eliminated from the social body. We're in charge of God's selection process for planet Earth. He selects, we destroy. We're the riders of the pale horse death. Psychologist Barbara Marks Hubbard, member and futurist strategic of Task Force Delta, a United States Army think tank. The Haig-Kissinger depopulation policy has taken over various levels of government and is, in fact, determining U.S. foreign policy. That's the planning organization that operates outside the White House and directs its entire efforts to reduce the world's population by 2 billion people through war, famine, disease, and any other means necessary. Now, this group is the National Security Council's ad hoc group on population policy. And the policy staff is in the State Department's Office of Population Affairs. This was established in 1975 by Henry Kissinger. And that matches a third phase of the New Age movement, by the way, that began in 1975 by Michael Aquino, who was directed to do this by invocation. Now, the entire group drafted the Global 2000 report to the president, was given to Carter. So now, April of some year ago, the government of India called a halt to the trials of the human papilloma virus vaccine. And in that, it was India halted HPV vaccine trials after 6 girls died. Now, going back to several years ago, the U.S. did nothing. Response to, at that point, were 67 deaths and counting. Now, why it affects certain folks and certain children, I don't know. They don't really talk about that. It has to do with the DNA. And they also are causing well, up to 144 girls now is what they've got going. Now, what I got here is a, if I can find it here right quick, actual, let's see, an actual figure, statistics. Let's see what we got here, if I can find it right quick. That talks about an up-to-date figures, but it's in the thousands, tens of thousands of those that's been affected by this vaccine. And you just got a sample of it just a little while ago. Now, some years ago, 2014, there was a mass HPV vaccination in South Africa. They wanted to stop it then. The South African Minister of Health, Dr. Aaron Mosalidi, announced that the government will be buying 520,000 doses of HPV vaccine and that to be given to young girls aged 9 and 10. And that was due to happen in February of 2014. And as a group of parents and grandparents and teachers and healthcare practitioners and citizens of South Africa, they were deeply concerned. All the group, they got together. And what they're talking about, it's first of all, there was a serious lack of scientific evidence that the HPV vaccine was safe to give to young girls. Even in South Africa, they're also looking at it. And after Gardasil, the name of the HPV vaccination, was licensed, 3 doses given to 11 to 12-year-old girls, there were thousands of reports of sudden collapse with unconsciousness within 24 hours. Seizures, muscle pain, weakness, disabling fatigue, Guillain-Barré syndrome, facial and limb paralysis, brain inflammation, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, blood clots, optic neuritis, strokes, heart and other serious health problems developed, including death following the receipt of this vaccine. So they went back to 2012, and there was a total of 26,304 reports of adverse reactions that was made to the Federal Vaccine Adverse Eventing Report System called VAERS, V-A-E-R-S, and that's associated with the HPV vaccine. and that included 118 deaths that they looked at. And these figures don't include all countries, so the actual figures are going to be much higher. And there's no evidence that this vaccine prevents cervical cancer. Gardasil contains, and here, those that know about this Illuminati and the chemtrails that they have will recognize what I'm going to say here, which is really eye-opener, is Gardasil contains aluminum and polysorbonate. Aluminum is a neurotoxic, and the chemtrails that they spray in the air has aluminum oxide in it. And the flu vaccines have aluminum salts and thimerosal and formaldehyde in the flu vaccines. So they're getting us every which way. Now, this Gardasil with aluminum in it, both are known to cause cancer in lab animals and alter immune response. So how come we're not learning from other countries? Now, the Indian Council of Medical Research actually suspended the cervical cancer vaccine after he had deaths and complications were reported. And this vaccine was administered to young girls in India. The Supreme Court lawsuit had been filed over the HPV vaccine tragedy. And so the question that's been asked in India is, how were 24,000 young girls allowed to be vaccinated without being given any information on potential risks or follow-up appointments? And Dr. Diane Harper, who's a lead researcher, by the way, in HPV vaccine development, quote, "This vaccine should not be mandated for 11-year-old girls. It's not been tested in little girls for efficacy. And 11... these girls don't get cervical cancer. They won't know for 25 years if they'll get cervical cancer. And giving it to 11-year-olds is a great public health experiment," unquote. So, in regards to child's rights, the South African Constitution states, and I quote, "A child's best interests are of paramount importance in every manner concerning the child. It is our duty to protect our children," and that's unquote there. So our duty is to protect the children and the lives. And why parents aren't raising up about this, I don't know. And why is your risk of dying from cervical cancer become so low? Well, because the immune system is usually strong enough to clear up the kind of infection on its own. And it does so in more than 90% of all cases. So the CDC even admits to this fact on their website. Now, as long as you're getting regular pap smears, cervical cancer can be caught in its early and treatable stages. So this asks the question, why is HPV being pushed so vigorously when, in fact, it prevents a type of cancer that's very rare to begin with? Number two, it actually protects against the virus at 90% of the time. It's not the cause of cervical cancer. Three, it prevents a type of cancer that can be easily caught, treated by promoting regular gynecological exams. And number four, it offers also less protection than what promotion of safe sex practices could accomplish. Five, it's promoted to girls years before becoming sexually active. And even though the vaccine may offer about 3 years worth of protection, 3 to 5 years, and they'll get cancer to about in their 50s. So what's going on here? Something is really awry. It prevents just 4 out of more than 100 strains of HPV, all of which your body can clear up on its own in 90% of all cases anyway. It's not been proven safe. No one knows if it can even cause cancer or infertility, for example. So, why do the feds, it would ask the question, why would the feds go as far to add Gardasil to the list of vaccinations that all female immigrants ages 11 to 26 must get before they can obtain a green card? You know, so we're not dealing with bubonic plague here. So what's going on? Well, what's going on is sterilization. That's what's going on. That's the ugly story. Some excerpts from a report I found is the HPV vaccine has, according to reports, now killed over 144 girls, permanently damaged scores of others, and it has a sterilization ingredient in it designed specifically to stop the reproduction of those in the next generation and beyond. And that's in accordance with NSSM 200, Kissinger and Hague depopulation plan, as I mentioned before. And so the taking of this vaccine's got to stop. And you've got nurses who are Eastern Stars into Wicca. You've got doctors who are Freemasons taking a blood oath, and a lot of them know about this. You see, I get down around to it. The parents in Texas, 2007, they succeeded in overturning the governor, Perry, his attempt to mandate this law for girls 9 to 12 years old take the vaccine. This was 2 months after it had passed state legislature. So he is trying to mandate it. Now, this is the trick they use. They get it mandated in one state. Now, it could be homosexual marriage. It could be taking down the Ten Commandments. It could be HPV vaccine mandated. It could be virtually anything they want. And they pass it in one or two major states. And then you've always got NAACP or ACLU or whatever kind of bill it's coming that the Illuminati wants to put through. They'll have other states ready to jump on it. And then you get enough states pass it, and they will have one state to go against it, see? And then they'll have a lawsuit, a Supreme Court ruling against it. These are the games they play. This is the chess game that they play. And then they'll make it federal. The federal step in, and then they'll make it law for the federal government. And then from the federal government, they'll sign a treaty with the UN, and it'll be worldwide. Oh, you see, that's like international rights of the child. That's coming up again for America. See, this is how the Illuminati actually works. Now, when this Gardasil was passed through back in 2007 and then stopped, there was already four or five states that's ready to duplicate the legislation. And eventually the feds would have made it federal law. They failed. Couldn't get it passed through. So they're now trying to force young boys to take the vaccine. Now that got my attention also. Not only the deaths of young girls, but I said, whoa, wait a minute, you know. Why they got young boys to do this? Well, then it matched out with it, because of the ingredients of it, the aluminum, it retards the ability to reproduce. And the Rockefellers using Brazil at one time to test it out under the guise of keeping girls safe. So it's not an easy way to test it without being challenged. I've been following this thing for a long time. And I'm not a doctor or a theologian or any of that, but I'm a researcher. Now, and so, you know, and I put this out on my own website. I got my own broadcast, and I try to get the word out to people the best I can. But you have doctors out there, majority, are pushing this thing. And like I said, because they're under a blood oath to lie because they're Freemasons. And the nurses are into Wicca or they're Eastern Stars. So this is the big picture going on. Now, back in June 24th of 2013, this article came out, HPV vaccines, Japan leads the way. And they were looking to have Japan to be the first country to halt to this experimentation. And it was the same thing in Japan as it was in the other countries. No one's informed that HPV has not been proven. The fact that 90% of HPV vaccines clear without intervention is usually ignored. And it goes on to take the same stuff that I've already told you already, you know, and nobody pays attention to it. It's like they've got it already, intervention of any kind of resistance to it, except they did win, like I said, in Texas to keep them from actually making it mandatory. You see, and citizens begin asking their governments to investigate, getting your senators to look into it and pushing them, making them, you see. And people, I've had people tell me when I started raising Cain in certain places and blogs and so forth, well, how many people are in the United States? 350 million, give or take. So we're only talking 144 girls here. I said, really? I said, well, I'll tell you what. You know, this is the thinking people have. Let it be one of your children, and you tell me that then. Is that okay? I usually don't get a response. And so this is what's going on today about the HPV. Now, I've given you kind of the gist of it. And the citizens are like Japan. I don't know where they are today, right now, but they've been trying to get this stopped. And it takes a different path because than that of most countries. Because the citizens of Japan, they begin to experience serious adverse events after HPV vaccines, and they ask their government officials for answers. They push their government officials. And the Japanese government health officials rescinded their previous recommendations for the administration of the HPV vaccine. And that was pending the outcome of investigations into the cause of the adverse effects. And there's an article published, a report published in June 2013 of what they call Gikkan Nippon Magazine. And so it said the following. The elder daughter of Mika Masufichi of Sugamiku, Tokyo, received the second dose of the cervical cancer vaccine, Cervix, on October the 19th, 2011. The girl, aged 12 at that time, received the injection in the muscle of her upper left arm. She immediately felt pain, numbness in her hands, and 3 hours after the injection, the pain spread to her shoulder, left leg, thigh, and down to her toes. She suffered vomiting, headaches, and left side of her back swelled abnormally. Even now, the girl still suffers pain. Now, on that same report from a local Japanese newspaper, it said, and I quote, a 14-year-old girl, junior high school student, was inoculated with Cervix on 28th of July, 2011, found having had cardiopulmonary arrest in the morning, 2 days after, and on the 30th of July, her death was confirmed. The death of the girl, this girl, had a history of chronic ventricular tachycardia, which caused unexpected arrhythmia, which is irregular pulse beat, and the direct cause of her death was estimated to be arrhythmia. So on a partial list of the 1,926 reports filed after the HPV vaccine symptoms considered critical was published in June 2013 of this same magazine, it said the following. Chills, red rash, hot sensation, fever, anemia, arthritis, arthrogylia, pneumonia, mycoplasma, gait disorder, weakened vision, hyperthesia, local swelling, muscle weakness, loss of limb movement due to injection, dysphoria, largeneal edema, purple spots, reduced blood platelet count, hemorrhage, shock, nausea, decline in level of consciousness, discomfort, fainting, falling, suicidal impulses, abdominal pain, cyanosis, loss of consciousness, foreign body sensation, musculoskeletal pain, decrease in blood pressure, respiratory distress, pallor, choking sensation, polynea, tachycardia, vomiting, encyclopediopathy, shock, cyanosis, fatigue, muscle weakness, GB syndrome, motor impairment, simple rash, hives, respiratory distress, hypersensitivity, and facial swelling. Whew, makes me tired even to say all these. Family, I don't understand why people can't rise up, come out of their apathy, and start taking action in every state. And you know that reports like these are filed in every country where HPV vaccines are being used and tested on people. The difference is when these safety concerns were brought to light in Japan now, the government health officials immediately rescinded their previous recommendation for the administration in both Gardasil and Cervarix. And I don't know where they are today, but they did take action in that regard. So, you know, have you all heard any of this in your own workings or as far as in the public of what I'm talking about? Because it seems to have died down, that nobody's raising a stink about it. Nobody's talking about it. You know, and when they should be. And wanting to stop it. You know, families, parents getting together, getting with their councils, getting with their doctors to own up to what they're doing. But I'm not hearing about it. You see, that's the problem. So now, are there any questions? I've got more to talk about, but is there any questions regarding what I've talked about so far? Does anybody have
a question? Now, I don't have a question per se, but I do have something to say.
Okay.
And as you was talking now, this is what come to mind for me. If my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, not only will God hear from heaven, but he will forgive the sins and heal the land. Now, with that being said, it, for me, it's like this. You come today with this, and God is warning people. If you're on the right path with him, nothing is going to slip up on you. You may not have known about this, but now God has brought this to your attention. Because you're praying. You're humbling yourself. You're seeking his face. You're turning from your wicked ways. So, he's blessing you today to heal a portion of your land individually because you get to hear this. And you didn't know this was out here. So now you can share this with your family and your grandkids. I mean, your children can do something about it concerning your grandkids and your children. You can do something about it concerning your children. But I know this for myself. I really didn't know about all of this. I had heard some things, but I didn't investigate, and I didn't know a lot about it. And I've never, from childhood, I've just never been one who, people giving shots and all of this stuff, I'm a partaker. Now, they made it mandatory that they get the immunization shots to start school. See, that was one way of getting us right there. That was mandatory.
Yep.
Before your child could go to school, they had to have these shots. And I'm not a nurse, and I'm not a doctor. So I don't know what you're shooting at my kid. But I thank God my son became a nurse. And he's engaged to a doctor. And so now, you know, what I hear, I can ask them about it. And before, the grandkids get a chance to get to it. I told my dad years ago, now my dad died in 93. I come to the Lord in 93. Before I came to the Lord, I told my dad, he said, well, it's time for flu shots. I'm going over here and get my flu shot. I said, Daddy, please don't do that. He looked at me. I said, Daddy, you don't know what these people are giving you, talking about you're going to be immune from the flu. I said, if you eat right, make sure you got your vitamin C and everything, you'll be okay. That year, he didn't go for the flu shot, but people went and people died from it.
That's right.
From what they're calling the flu shot. So many of them, you know, not everybody. Because they got a purpose and a plan. And when I hear words like Illuminati, Freemasons, Eastern Star, vegans or whatever, Wiccans or whatever, that turned a light on in my head. Because that's telling me right there, if you involved in this, it's not holy.
That's right.
If you're involved in this, God is not leading and guiding. And see, we got to be careful because our flesh will tell us things because we hear things, we're used to things. Well, I get sick, go to the doctor. But what kind of doctor are you going to? See, I got to know something about him. The doctor that I go see, maybe I shouldn't call her name, but I will, is Wendy Stevens. And this woman is saved. And she's not a firm believer in medication. If she gives you medication, you got to bet it's something so severe, it's just, oh boy, it's on the brink of you losing your life. Yeah, I went to her and she diagnosed me last year as borderline diabetic. But even being borderline diabetic, do you know this woman did not prescribe medication for me? She told me what to do. Eat right, please. Stay away from the sugar. Because you're eating too many starches and you're eating too many sweets. And let's get this blood sugar under control. You don't have diabetes, but you're coming up on it if you keep eating wrong. You see, but we don't investigate stuff and we don't trust God. We just do what we do. But today sent some information your way if you have children or grandchildren.
Right.
So we want to humble ourselves and pray, seek his face on this thing. Lord, which way should I go? What can I do to help stop this foolishness? Because let me tell you, the devil is the prince of the air. And if we remember John 10:10, don't ever forget it. His only purpose for coming, he come but to kill, steal, and destroy. He will physically kill you. Yeah. He will steal your joy, steal your happiness. And he will destroy your family. He will destroy your life. So we want to pay close attention and be prayerful. And allow God to lead and guide us, because we need to be led by his spirit anyway. Because if we led and guided by anything else, we out of gas.
That's very true.
Because you can see for yourself this morning what's out here. And who's leading and guiding in this evil foolishness. You can see for yourself. So that's what I had to say. Is there anyone else have a question or something they want to ask Tom this morning?
Because I have some more things to talk about. Go ahead.
I'm going to turn it back to you, Tom.
Okay, thank you. And you're exactly right, Barbara, that if 2 Chronicles 7:14 is right there, even the Joint Chief of Staff, if they were to follow that, but they don't, you know, and there's other secular means that we can take to make this happen. The best way is exactly like you described. That's really the only effective way, but people aren't doing it. We're falling away. And, you know, and the attack is direct. It's organized. Now, what might be, for example, I found this chart that I was looking for. This chart goes back a year or so, 2 years ago, November the 13th, 2012. Oh, man, I tell you, this thing, disabled, result of HPV vaccine. Disabled. 9 male, 879 females, and 11 gender unknown. 899 disabled. Deaths at this period of time in 2012 was 8 males, 99 females, 14 gender unknown. Total 121 back in 2012. Did not recover. 124 males, 5,352 females, 53 gender unknown. And then for your abnormal pap smear, 500 female, cervical dysplasia, 2 and 2, and cervical cancer, 57. That's ironic. Life-threatening, 16 males, 502 females, 4 gender unknown. Emergency room visits, 354 males, 9,545 females, 85 gender unknown. They went to the emergency room. And those hospitalized was 65, male, female was 2,717 female, 22 gender unknown. And for an extended hospital stay, it was 5 males, 218 females, and for serious results, 80 males, 3,625 female, and 49 gender unknown, And then lastly, adverse effects is staggering. 1,169 males and 25,636 females, 680 gender unknown, for a total of 27,485. That's 27,485 too many. And it is supernatural because you're putting something foreign in your body. Now, I'm not going into details in this study now, but you have what's called nanobot technology, which are small microchips, infinitesimally small, can't even see them. They have them in the vaccines. Now, I can't say they're in the HPV vaccine, but they are in flu vaccines and other types of vaccines. And all of our troops have to be vaccinated, like 20 or 30 unbelievable vaccines, are putting these microchips and bots into the body. Now, these are microchips that ends up going to the brain and staying there. A foreign body inside the body of silicon microchips. And this is causing, like, voice to skull. Hearing voices in the head is caused by technology. So now they can slip this in the HPV vaccine, in the flu vaccines, and this is a way that they're trying to get voices put in the head through microwave technology. This is something new to a lot of people. They don't understand how technologically advanced these people really are. And it has to do with supernatural as well. Because when you get foreign bodies into your body, that makes it more available for possession on a supernatural level. Now, when you look at the word, when old Cletus is talking to Martha, and he said, "Martha, I'm going down here to the pharmacy and get me some ibuprofen." You see. Now, Cletus, he goes down to the pharmacy. Now, to them, it's called a pharmacy. Pharmacy has drugs to get, you know, whatever you want in your prescription, all that. But that's not what a pharmacy is. Pharmacy is the root of pharmakia. Now, most of us, when asked for biblical signs and warnings of a nearness of the last days, will mention about Israel or the global economy and all that. And some will mention the famines and earthquakes and diseases and all the signs of the times, wars and rumors of wars that sweep our planet. However, few will link together drugs, sorcery, and religious deception that's going on today. Now, even though these are foreshadowed in the scripture, as Barbara, I'm sure you really know a lot about, these are only brought to notice through careful study of the Bible. In one hand, the newspapers and others and so forth. So if people think that the favorite recreational drug isn't mentioned in the Bible, well, you got another thing coming for those that don't know this. Because what you're dealing with falls under the heading of pharmakia, or in English, it's called sorcery. People don't realize that. And so this worldwide spread of psychedelic, you know, peyote, marijuana, LSD, narcotic, heroin, hypnotic, hashish drugs, fills the prophetic scriptures of as one of the forms of pharmakia, pharmacy, or sorcery. That'll lead the nations into rejection of Christ and bring back in their final to destruction as slaves of the man of the sin, the Antichrist, under a new world order at the end of the age. All this is connected. Some people may wonder why marijuana or hashish is included. Well, it's included in this list because, like other drugs, this is very important. It alters a state of consciousness. And this leaves the user opener to hypnotic, demonic suggestion. And in the Old Testament, God forbids his people to engage in enchantments, hypnosis, or witchcraft, sorcery. It's huge what's going on. And so this Gardasil, this vaccination, this death it's causing, is part of this. Among the flu and everything else they've got going on. And they're noticing the news today, what are they trying to do? Little by little, they're trying to legalize marijuana under the guise of it cures cancer. They've got it, you see. And what it does is, like I said, it produces altered state of consciousness is what they want. You know? And Strong's calls Chibert, a society, also spelled in the King James Bible, a charmer, enchantment. And Strong's calls Lakesh, properly a whisper, in a good sense, a private prayer. But also, in the King James Bible, it talks about incantations, concretely an amulet, charmed, erring, enchantment, orator, a type of prayer. See, all this goes back to the days of old. It talks about this pharmakia. And the time I go to the pharmacy, you know, the drugs is what they're for. You know, yeah, I take ibuprofen sometimes and it works. But now if you look up right now, those that's listening, if you look up, the FDA approved microchips in pills. Lo and behold, looky there. That's what you get, microchips in pills. Which ones? I don't know exactly which ones, but they've approved it. Now, this leads up to your Gardasil vaccination, right? Well, they went past what's called the Verichip that goes under your skin. And what it does, it records conversations. It affects your soul. It can give you, administer medication. So your dear grandmother or, you know, whatever, don't have to do it herself. It's put under her skin and it administers her medications as it's programmed to do. Anybody say the mark of the beast? Now what they've done is they've now presently reduced the microchip, the Verichip, that was at one time biometric chip, in the healthcare bill. They've now modified it into become a skin tattoo, a digital tattoo on the skin. You can find it right now. And it don't come off. Once they put it on, it don't come off. So let's really flower it up a little bit and put Spider-Man tattoo or Superman tattoo, Batman tattoo. Or see, that's why they have the sports stars today. They're encouraged on the international, national sports, professional sports, college sports, to sport the tattoos on the arms. That's cool now, you see. And even Miss Kansas in the Miss America pageant, that was the first one ever in the history of the pageant, which is part of the Illuminati agenda, this pageant thing, going back to the 40s or 50s. She was sporting a what? A tattoo. That's by design. So people would see it and say, you know, Miss America did it. I can do it. That's the purpose of it. Now, get everybody used to tattoos. No problem. Tattoos go on your arm or your back of your hand. That is the mark of the beast. And it's the RFID chip or the scan code that they have on your products. Same concept. You know, so this is really coming home to roost. And yet you said in Scripture, for there shall arise false Christs, false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Now, that verse is one of about five or six times the Bible talks about miracles in connection with deception and in the last days. And the fate of those who are so deceived is shown in Matthew 7, 21 to 23. And this is a very important one. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles? Now tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you doers of iniquity. Now that means that this deception looks religious and perhaps even doctrinal plausible. But this method of performing miracles is not. You see, there's an addition to false doctrine, a visible, a hands-on method. The method is sorcery and not witchcraft. And all witchcraft really is, and it's actually contracted and special projects at the Pentagon. has weaponized witchcraft, abominations on children, that opens up portals of the ones doing it, giving them the ability for remote viewing and other powers, but it's not theirs. It's possession of demonic entities that come inside those beings, those humans, sorry, that come inside and give them these powers. People don't realize this, how significant witchcraft is in our country, in the European theater, and how Satan is operating behind the scenes. And it goes back to the Bible every time. And it's not separate from the Bible. Pharmakia is a witchcraft. And the Bible is strictly against this. Now, back to specifically back to HPV. In September, the FDA panel backed HPV vaccine Gardasil to young males. So I did a look at it. And the U.S. drug advisors recommended that use of the vaccine Gardasil, already was administered to help prevent cervical cancer in women, be expanded to help prevent genital warts in young males. Man, they have no shame at all. They find a little excuse and say, well, let's give it to all males now. And that's what woke me up as far as what is really going on behind the scenes besides causing death. And that's what I found out, that it's to sterilize young girls and young boys. It causes miscarriages because it puts in their body HCG. The body automatically produces HCG when they get pregnant. But what you got is a clash. And so the HCG already present from Gardasil in the vaccine counteracts the HPV when they have, when they become pregnant later in their, you know, 19 or 20 or 21 or 25 or whatever, you know, when they get married and so forth. It causes miscarriages because it produces HCG both ways and they meet and collide in a way of speaking. And that's, but the young boys, because of aluminum, it causes them not to be able to have kids. And I've heard this before when I bring this up, going out in town and so forth. I just, the Lord will put on my heart, I'll start talking to somebody. And I'll maneuver the conversation to HPV vaccine. And I've heard, in doing so, I've learned that, you know, I've heard this before. I said, really? Yeah. My daughter, she would tell me, and I've heard more than once, that she'd had like two or three miscarriages. Or they've been trying for years and years and not being able to have children. And I'm like, oh boy, you know. And I've heard this more than once on this particular. It's just frustrating. Very frustrating. And if the Freemasons would see what they're doing, would renounce a blood oath, and start telling the truth, you know, because they control a lot of this. And what they don't know, I don't know your audience or how, you know, who's listening and all that, but I'll say this. I know for a fact that if they're a Freemasonry, they've cursed their family for four generations. And I know that that they can get out of it, the blood oath that they take against God. They take it. These blood oaths, each degree they go up. And it pulls them further away from God. Even though they go to church, it doesn't matter. Because God cuts them right off when they take these blood oaths. And they're told the secrets at the highest level of Freemasonry. Well, this is why you're doctors. And I know several doctors around here where I live in North Carolina, Mount Airy. And you go by their offices, and you'll see out front, man, they got these logos, and it's all Illuminati, the triangles, the circles, and their logos for their practices. I mean, they don't hide anything. They're just counting on you not knowing it. That's what they're counting on. And what I know for sure now, here's the point, is they're going to kill, assassinate, murder every Freemason that's on the rolls in the United States. Once the Great White Brotherhood, this is the fallen angels, call themselves the sons of God of the Old Testament, the same ones. Aliens, they're going to call themselves in the future, and they're not aliens. This is who's orchestrating this depopulation plan. On the highest level, above governments, are the fallen angels and Satan that's coming to us today, this period of time, as aliens and ascended masters and just masquerading on what I call Hollywood, Halloween on steroids. They're real, and they're called the sons of God of the Old Testament, are the same ones. This is how Satan is causing all this to happen. So this is beyond HPV vaccine. This is, as Barbara, you were alluding to directly, very well, connecting the supernatural, the plan of Satan against mankind, is what's going on today. And so the point I want to make up to or talk about in certain Bibles, it even talks about, even the corrupted Bibles, in sorcery, the use of drugs, whether simple or potent, or was generally accompanied by incantations, appeals to occult powers. Well, this is what's done to these vaccines, is they're used to destroy mankind in all these different ways. It's all a supernatural war we're dealing with. And it is supernatural what's going on today. And to pray over it, like you were alluding to, Barbara, is the best way. But you got to have that faith. They've got to have fasted, prayed, and know the scripture, and trust in the Lord. But those that don't...
And see, I'm
going to
tell you this, Tom. This is why I come in the way I come mainly every morning. And a lot of people don't want to hear that, and they don't want to keep being reminded, but they haven't gotten there yet to do what they need to do because of this. Things has changed out here and changed drastically. And if you look at this thing now, it's foreign. To me, it's just strange and it's foreign. And if people don't fully go back to God and see, even in the so-called churches today, they have changed and they got the new wave, new age movement going on in the church building.
Yep.
You hear pastors being Masons and the Eastern Stars in the church. You've got so much foolishness, and this has been going on for years and years. You got so much stuff in there, and people come there, and they're looking for God. But instead of really finding God, they find a lot of social clubs. They find a lot of cliques and prosperity talk, and all of that is of ill effect. I'm here to tell you today, we got to get with God and stay with Him, and the only way to God is through His Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Have a prayer life and a private Bible study life for yourself. You have got to learn how to pray for you and your family. And many people still doing many different little things that they're calling little sins. But you got to get serious in this business because John 10:10 told us the truth. The devil come but to kill, steal, and destroy. God is a spirit. He's not flesh and blood like us. And our lives should be spiritual lives because our life is hid in Him, the Spirit, which is God. But we want to do everything else but get serious. We want to fight our own battles. Now, I'm going to tell you, you can go up against anything you want to go up against. But I'm telling you, if you're not led by the Spirit of God, you're going to win in some places, but you're going to find yourself in bad situations in other places in that very same thing. Because when that devil say, he coming to kill, steal, and destroy, he's not playing. I mean, when God say that's what his purpose is, he's not joking with us.
That's right.
But we don't stay serious daily. We play, we do this, we do that. And everybody looking for something, money, fame, fortune, the big house, the this, the that. But it's best we start looking for Jesus so we can get away to God. He's our mediator. And we got to remember the devil is not our friend. If we are true believers, he's not our friend. And what he told us the truth, but he's banking on us not believing it. And this is how he get many. You won't believe what he said. I remember this, and we're going to go to the studio. I remember this, a young man in Alaska. I was taking groceries out of my car one day, and he come over and asked, could he help? And we began to talk. He said he needed a job. My daughter was the manager up at Sears. And I called her when I got in the house. She said, well, send him up here. Well, I went and told him what she said, and he didn't have a way. So I carried him to put the application in. This one you could go in person. You didn't have to go online to do the app. And coming back from doing that, he told me this. He said, Miss Barbara, I'm so glad I found God. He said, because you know what? Do you know the devil would tell you what's true? He said, but Miss Barbara, this is his whole thing. He know once he tell you what's true, you're not going to believe it. And this is how he gets so many of us. We don't believe.
That's right.
Well, God says the wages of sin is death. The word says this. The wages of sin is really death. But we don't, we quote it, and we'll tell it to somebody, but we don't really believe the word of God. I'm telling you that today. Because if we truly believe the word of God, a lot of this foolishness that's going on, even in the church, we won't be partakers of it. Because you got to have God, you got to have his son Jesus to get to him. Once you got that and you got the word of God and you got the spirit of God, you on your way. These physical buildings, people want you to come up in them because they want membership and they want your money. But if you got Almighty God who has all the power, you don't need all of that. And if that's where God would have you, if you are led by his spirit, he will lead you to the right physical building that they're calling the church. Now, I'm just telling you the truth today. But see, people don't want to hear that because they've been taught. They come up in a certain thing, and they're not going to depart from it. All right, area code 404. Tom, we got a caller here.
Okay, go ahead.
Good morning, area code 404. First three numbers, 576. God bless you. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Evangelist Mac and your guests and everybody. This is Prophet Rise. I'm just calling to say hello, and God bless you. That's it.
All right, God bless you.
God bless you.
So good to hear from you today. And I thank God for you coming through. All right, the studio is open. If there's someone who has something they would like to share, a question they would like to ask, or something they want to add, please feel free to press that number one and come on in, because we're talking about some good stuff today. And I know that the enemy have all this stuff in place because he want to destroy some things. And you got to remember, children are born with gifts from God. And God chose some people. He called us all, but only a few of us he chose. And that's the way to go, for the devil to go to kill what God has chosen, he thinks. See, if he can destroy babies before they even enter the womb, he thinks he's doing something. But God always have a ram in the bush. All right, Sister Mari, you're next. God bless you this morning. How are you?
I'm good. I caught like the last half of his message. But my cousin just got her daughter she's I think 14. But she got that HPV and that vaccination.
Yes.
Now, what's the percentage that is documented in it that they have issues with? I didn't hear that part. Like, what's the percentage that's documented in it?
Well, the percentage is small because the effects, but the numbers are large. I mean, you've got 350 million people in the United States. When you've got 25,000 adverse effects, you have a mixture of boys and girls, you have 144 okay. some deaths. That's quite a few.
Now, how soon after they get the shot, do the symptoms occur?
Sometimes immediately, sometimes within 24 hours, as I was talking about earlier. Does it happen? Go ahead. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'll tell my cousin to do that message again. Okay, I'm just kind of curious.
Yeah, now why it affects some and not others, I can't answer that. In my research, It doesn't really identify why some are affected, why some are not. It has to do with DNA. It has to do with, it's like playing, okay, here we go. It's like playing Russian roulette. You put one bullet in, you spin the wheel, and you put the head and pull the trigger. So it has to do with their family bloodline, has to do with how they're affected by that particular vaccine based on their DNA.
Okay.
You know, and if you have one girl that dies, that's one too many. And then when you know that it's that Japan, you may have missed this, Japan and India are ceasing it. India, after four deaths, they started process of stopping the vaccine. Not America. We're going 444 plus and moving right along with commercials on TV for it. You see? And it doesn't.
Is it mandatory in America? Do we know?
Okay.
It's optional.
Well, see, that's, see, we talked about that earlier. Is that Governor Perry, who's part of this, he tried to get it passed in 2010 to make it mandatory. And then he failed. After 2 months, the legislation didn't pass it. He got it passed in the state, but they failed to pass it to make it mandatory after the parents and teachers and others went after it to stop it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I'll have to go online and see the whole message.
Okay. Any other questions?
Okay, let's go to the studio and look. Is there any more questions or
comments?
Does anyone have something they would like to add? That devil is the prince of the air, and we better become a praying people. We better become a faith-walking, trusting God people. Because there's some hidden stuff out here that you you won't know about unless you're in God. All right, Brother Anthony, I'm bringing you in right now. Good morning, sir. God bless you. How are you today?
I'm all right. I'm blessed. Good morning to y'all. And bless y'all, too. I was sitting there listening to what y'all were talking about and the brother. And I had, a while back, I had been listening about the Illuminati, you know, about the rap and all that stuff. The people that were rapping that were Illuminati. And I just asked the girl, because, you know, my middle son, he's autistic, you know. And she was like, when y'all said something about the doctor's office, I asked her when she did her nursing school, did it have any kind of symbol or anything like that? And she was like, it was a lamp, you know. And I don't know too much about that, you know what I'm saying, as far as the nursing thing, but she said it was a lamp. But then she went to say, so you saying that the vaccine, the HCV vaccine that y'all was just talking about, she was saying she'd rather for her kid to have that than not have that and them die, you know what I'm saying, because one person is saying something, and so just this the one person that ended up having a whole lot of people die for what one person had an opinion on, you know what I'm saying? And I just sit there because they don't know, like you said. Hey, if that's not a guy, they don't know. And any little thing triggered them and had them not to believe. And just like y'all said, it's right from God, because, you know, he'll play all kinds of ways.
Yeah, and that's what he come to do, and that's who bring all this stuff about. That's not holy, and that's not God.
Nope.
And if God is not in it, I do not want any of it. If he's not in it, but we give everything else attention, but the Word of God, for real, as they say. If we gave the Word of God real attention. We hide his word in our heart, and we're praying the prayer of faith, asking God to help us to walk according to his word. He's going to do that for us. Anything coming our way, he's going to tell us what to do to combat it. We'll have what we call a discernment of spirit. You will know what's right and what's wrong. You will know what's of God and what's not of God, but you must have a prayer life and a Bible study life. And not just on Wednesday night at the church building, but you got to have a personal Bible study life and a personal prayer life for yourself. And you know what? I look at a lot of things, and if we could just get there, right there, for ourselves in the Word of God, and then praying to God for ourselves, believing Not only does he hear, but he answers. It will free up a lot of pastors. And the real ones that's really want to do according to God's will for the love of the people, it will free them up to spread more, to go more, to do more. But people run to the pastor more than they run to God. When I was in Birmingham, Alabama, member of the Wings of Cathedral of Greater Faith Church, I used to tell the people, y'all, please don't kill our pastor. Don't kill him. My finger nail broke. Pastor, what should I do? Put some super glue on it. That's what I used to say.
Yep.
Go to the nail shop. What you calling the pastor with that for? But we give more to people, more to stuff and things, than we give to Almighty God or ever consider giving to His Word. We have all kind of excuses when it comes to studying the Word at home. Many households would be blessed, many marriages would be sealed tight if the husband and the wife could get together in the Word and then let it spill over to the children. Hey, Thursday night, we having pizza and Bible study. Oh, Dad, you said we were going bowling. No. Thursday night is going to be dedicated to Bible study at home because we need this road map to get down the road safe. We need to. If you got a car, you have windows, you have doors, you have a hood. If you got a car, you got a trunk. All of this is to protect you while you're inside of the car. The Word of God is to protect us while we're on this journey, because this is not our home. We're working down here. We're passing through. When your work is done, you got somewhere else to go. You're going home.
That's true.
Once you get off work, you go home. You don't stay on the job forever. If it's 8 hours, 4 hours, 3 hours, whatever they require, you give them that and you go home. We're working down here on the earth. And when this work is done, we're going home. But while we're working, we need protection. And the only way is to be protected in this workplace that we're in, we must have a prayer life and a Bible study life.
Regular, too.
Yes. Yes, regular. Daily, really. If you could take time out, you got to take it because you're not going to be allotted it. You got to take time out and get in the Word of God. You got to take time out to pray. Because if not, we're going to perish for the lack of knowledge. We're going to be killed, stealed from, and destroyed.
That's right.
So we take everything else serious but the Word of God in prayer time. This is why I teach faith. Because without faith, it's impossible to please Him. Those of us that come to God, we must believe. That's the key. That He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Two keys for me. Believe and diligently seek God. I don't have to worry about the reward because He said it in His Word. I found out He's not a lying God.
That's right.
So they're bringing these things to us. Why in the world would I get my six-year-old granddaughter some shot, somebody I'm preventing her from having cancer? I don't know if she'll get it or if she won't. I'm not going to try to stop nothing that she don't already have. That does not make sense to me.
Well, you know that cancer.
But I know they're trying to eliminate a certain number of people. Now, this I do know. I believe even the traffic signs, the way they have roads built, bridges, it's so some people can have accidents.
Yep.
So you can get up out of here. All right, Brother Frank, you know I'm long-winded. I'm coming at you right now. Good morning, Brother Frank. God bless you. How are you?
Good morning. God bless y'all this morning. I'm doing wonderful. Thank God for it. I just thank God for you and the information that you bring forward to us, letting us know, getting us educated in God's Word, and getting us educated to the things that's happening down here on earth that's been hidden from us that we need to know about, because there's so many things out there that's coming. The enemy has come out to try to steal, kill, and destroy us. But I'm just so glad that Jesus said that we could have life and have it more abundantly. But I just want to thank y'all this morning for this information. I'm gonna put it to anyone who want to hear it, because Lord knows this is something I didn't know. And I'll be trying to get informed on anything that I could do to help God's people. And as far as the study of the Bible and believing, I tell everyone right now this morning, trust in God. Just trust in God. If you can't wait on God, who can you wait on? Because he's there for us. He's here, been here for us. And Jesus died so that we could have this opportunity to do this work. Because like evangelists say, this is just a temporary job that we have here. And then when we go home to be with the Father, well, he could say, John, well done, O good and faithful servant. And I just want to thank y'all this morning. God bless all of y'all this morning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank
God bless you.
Amen.
Too,
thank
Brother
you.
Frank. God. We're moving right along. We got one more person. Okay. Area code 111. God bless you this morning. How are you?
Good morning, evangelist. This is Minister Lindsay. How are you?
I'm blessed. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm very glad that I tuned in this morning, and I'd like to commend the brother for bringing that information, because I have granddaughters and grandsons, and we had a battle out here in California because they did want to give them that HPV vaccination, and we had to really go to battle, and we told them, no, 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 you're not going to give it to these children, because they couldn't give us an answer of why did they need it. And when we mentioned the DNA, and it was so, that's so, so important that we know what's in our bloodline, because it would have had a very, very bad effect, especially on my grandson, because we have the sickle cell line running through the family. And so it's a battle. I just have to tell the people it's a battle, but you have to fight. You have to really fight for your rights and know that God is with you. And when you were talking, I thought about it when the scripture, like you said, my people prepare for lack of knowledge, and people don't want to hear about the Illuminati. They don't want to hear that maybe possibly they're sitting under a pastor or in a church where these people are masons, et cetera, et cetera. But the signs are there, and we just have to have discernment and strong enough and know and trust in God to pull out. And I just,
Amen.
You know, I
Amen.
Really,
you know
really, 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 really commend this gentleman for taking a stand. And I certainly will be praying for you, because trust me, you need everybody's prayer, and the blood of Jesus is certainly covering you to be bold like that. It takes a bold soldier. It takes a bold soldier to take a stand for what you've just done.
Well, this is what God requires. And another thing to add to this for me, when you was talking, Minister Lindsay, many of us are putting our money in these churches. And
uh-huh.
we don't even know we are supporting the devil.
Amen.
We're not supporting God. We're supporting the enemy. And we don't even know it. And
yep.
many people, I want to be more educated in God. That's why I go over there, because of his teachings. Let me tell you something. He's teaching you prosperity, and he's teaching you a bunch of foolishness.
Amen.
We got to get in the word for real. Pray and ask God for understanding, wisdom, and knowledge of his word.
And
I don't want to put my money where you're supporting the
Amen.
Illuminati, and you're part of this. I don't want to put my money where you're a mason. Your church
Amen.
Represents the women in there wearing the white all these different times of
Amen.
Year, and y'all having all kind of foolishness going on, women going with men and all this kind of stuff. You got a wife, but
Amen.
You
got
to have
Amen.
Somebody else's wife, because you in all of this foolishness. I don't want to put my money there.
Amen.
I don't
want to. Oh, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you.
I was just going to say, see, I had cervical cancer, so everything he's saying is so true. It just made me go back to that many years. And we didn't have vaccinations and all that kind of stuff. It was just something that happened. But like he says, if you go to the doctor and you get your checkup, you'll find out what's going on with you. It's just amazing. It's just amazing how God brings things back around. And you're so right. I cannot commend you enough for having such a program this morning. I mean, this is something that needs to be, they say shouted out. It needs to be really screamed out to every, and the church was the main place that you may not even get it in, because they're in denial.
Yeah. Well, see, they're in denial. Is why I'm saying this. If my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, seek my face.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I'm saying believe and seek God's face. Because he will reveal unto you. He will reveal to you what's going on.
Yes. Yes.
They've asked you to take your daughter wherever. And they've told you that they're giving this vaccination to prevent cancer, whatever it is. God will tell you what doors not to go through, and he will tell you what doors to go through.
Right.
But you got to have a spirit to hear, what the Spirit of God is saying to you who are the
Amen.
Church.
Amen.
If I can.
We got one more caller here. I'm sorry over there to the chat room. We're going out, but God bless you. Have a wonderful day. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you today in Jesus' name. We're coming at you right now, Sister Gloria. Good morning. God bless you. How are you today?
Good morning, everyone. God bless you. I'm blessed.
Good morning.
I have a question about, you know, we're talking about the Masons and Eastern Stars and all that. What about sororities, like Delta, all those sororities?
They're part of it.
Yeah, that's true, Sister Gloria.
That's true. That's part of it.
That's true. That is not holy. That's not God.
Nope. Not at all.
Okay. That's man and all of his stuff.
If I can,
a lot of Christians.
A lot of Christians are in these things and they don't realize, and their gang signs or sorority signs are satanic. And they don't realize it. Some of them.
Satanic. Mm-hmm.
If I can,
yes, they are.
Yeah, they are. If I give my website, which has a study, is watchmanforjesus.com. Is my website, watchmanforjesus.com. And it's got a study on it about HPV, some information you can draw down on for free. It's not, I don't charge anything for nothing.
Thank God.
So it's all there. Watchmanforjesus.com.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, my daughter went to the University of Arizona. And she said the whole time she was in there, she played basketball, as a matter of fact, on the women's team. And she said the whole time these girls would always come and ask her to become a member of a sorority. And she wasn't professing Jesus during this time. She said, but she would tell them, look, please do not come and ask me to be nothing and nothing with you. I have too much on my plate already. And see, this is what I'm saying. If we in the Word and we got a prayer life, God will protect our children. He will bless our seed. If we're in right standings with him, we're obeying what he said. I have a son that's in the medical profession. He started off as a nurse. And I mean, this boy is one of the best nurses I have ever seen in my life. And he ended up doing therapy and some other stuff in the medical profession. And God, he was the first preacher at the age of 14 in our family. And God has blessed him. And he have told me some stuff that almost blew my head off my body. I could not believe this. Not medically. He said, yes, Mama, medically. And this is my biological youngin. So, of course, I never believed he had no reason to lie to me. But that's because the Spirit of God, that's the cause of obedience. That's the cause of repentance. When I find myself in error, I go to the Lord and from a sincere heart ask for forgiveness. Because we're playing with too much stuff. I'm telling you, we are out here playing with too many things and looking at too much stuff. And I want to be over here because I want a title behind my name. I'm going with this ministry here because they will ordain me. Ordaining people that are not doing nothing in God. These people don't even have a discernment of spirit.
True.
I've seen couples ordained, the husband and wife, and at home these people fighting and cussing each other out.
Mm-hmm.
And they would teach other women to do their husband like that, and they would teach other men to do their wives like this.
Yep.
They touch when it comes to the things of God. Time out for playing. Tom Gambill brought us something this morning to remind us of many different things that are out here. Warning comes before destruction. God has warned us through Tom this morning to let us know what we need to do.
Yeah.
And we can continue to select and pick out what we want if you choose to. But I choose the whole way of God today, his entire way.
Yes.
I'm not doubting about the way. And he didn't give me the spirit of fear. He gave me power, love, and a sound mind.
Yes.
And I'm, no matter what may come my way, my life is in his hands. See, the devil got a job to do. You got a job to do. And God is always doing his job. He sleep not slumber. His eyes are in every place. He's beholding the evil and the good. And because of that right there, I bank on God 100%.
That's right.
I bank on the Spirit of the Lord leading and guiding me into all truth. See what to do and what not to do, but I got to be real with him and forsake all others.
Right.
Everything else got to be forsaken. Lord, I need you today. And get real with him and come on up in your faith and confidence, your trust in him. Have a real prayer life and a real Bible study life and mean God some business. And stop all this church stuff, this hoopla out here.
That's right.
Because there's too much out here.
That's true.
And as Minister Lindsay said, it should start with the church. The church should be telling us all of this. It should be taught inside the physical building. But see, we're the church. He sent Tom this morning, the church, to tell us.
Yes.
And so I thank you so much, Tom. We're out of time, but God bless you today. And I speak the blessings of the Lord upon you and your family. And I encourage you today to continue on. And we'll be praying with you for you. And I speak the blessings of the Lord upon every caller and every listener today. God bless you. And tomorrow morning we have another live guest coming tomorrow, Friday. And so we thank God for giving us some live guests. And when this happened, it gives me a break. And plus, we're bringing some information to the people. Because knowledge is power, believe it or not. And God don't want us to be ignorant. He said he wouldn't have us ignorant.
Yep.
And so he would share many things with us. Again, I thank you so much this morning, Tom. Thanks, Sister Linda, for sharing with me that you had some valuable information.
Thank you, Barbara.
And so bless the name of God today. Bless the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And at this time, I'm going to pray out quickly. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you today for all that we've heard. And Father, we ask today that you would remind us. And Lord, remind us to get in your word and remind us to pray without ceasing. Remind us to pray for others today and be concerned about them. And, Father, this morning, every girl that has been affected by this thing, we pray your blessing upon them, those that are still living. Lord, we ask today in the name of Jesus that not only you heal, but that you would fix them like nothing has ever happened to them. We know that you have all power and there's nothing too hard for you to do. We pray today that more information on this thing would get out and that parents would stand up for what's right today and just not accept any old thing. Father, move through the earth today, for it's yours, the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. Oh, we thank you this morning for being on our side in spite of us. Father, we thank you this morning that when we don't know what to do, we don't know what's going on, Lord, you let nothing slip upon us, but that you're there for us. We give you glory, honor, and praise this day. And, Father, we ask all of this again in Jesus' name. Amen. Then hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you glory, honor, and praise for your worthy today. Oh, thank you, Lord. And may the Lord watch between me and thee. while we are absent one from another. In the name of Jesus, go today in love and peace. Share the goodness of Jesus. Give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. Again, I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you. And at this time, I'm going to say bye-bye. Have a blessed day.
You too, Barbara. Thank you very much. Blessed all of you. Thank you.
Be blessed to you as well. Bless all of you. God bless all of you.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.